Lord is doing many wonderful things amongst us here. We are congregating together virtually online to pray and study His Word. I pray that God will continue to bless us because we have put Him first in everything we do. God bless you. Please share your testimonies here if these messages are blessing you. And don't forget to also share with others. Remain blessed.
Voice of God. Amen.
Amen.
We are continuing Amen. Our teachings Amen. On the subject, the character study of the man called Paul. We are doing a character study about a man called Paul. And we will look at who is Paul. We'll look at what is his background. We will look at his faith and his grace that was upon his life. So I would really encourage you to take some notes because it will help you. Who is Paul? Wana nye Paul. According to Bible, Paul was originally known as Saul. He was originally known as Saul. But before we get into it more, I want to ask you something. Have you ever judged someone by their past? As a human being, have you ever judged someone by their past, only to be surprised by who they have become today? Yeah, in pensi, oh yeah, sometimes yes, yeah. Obi ni ma ye ni mwan de inche mona brabo onse ni mona braba owo mose. And every picture that you get from these people are their past. Anything that comes into your mind about these people is just their past. Can you relate to what I'm saying? We know some people, right? And we know that they have been doing some crazy in the past. And sometimes we can't even look past their past. We hear they say they are changed, but we are not too sure. This is exactly what was happening to the man Paul. But we are going to focus on the things that we need to know about Paul. So, who is Paul? Paul was originally known as Saul. And his birthplace, Bibia Wawonwo, was from Tarsus. And where is Tarsus? Tarsus is a major city in a place called Cilicia. You can't Cilicia on your base. It is the modern day European country called Turkey. Turkey is in south of Europe. Turkey is very close to Iraq. Turkey is very close to Syria. And in Turkey, you have the Mediterranean Sea. Because I want you to understand who this Paul is, where he's from, so that we can relate to him as human being. So again, I said Paul was first called what? Saul. Are you with me so far? Hello?
Yes.
He is from Cilicia, which is currently called Turkey. And Turkey, like I'm explaining, is south of Europe. And Turkey is very close to Iraq. And Turkey is close to Syria. And in Turkey, you have Mediterranean Sea. I'm sure we have heard Mediterranean Sea before, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Now let's move forward. What is the background of Paul? Paul was a Jewish Pharisee. So what can be a Jewish Pharisee? How do we understand who is a Jewish Pharisee? A Pharisee was a member of, what can be a Pharisee? Anybody with Pharisee is a member of a strict Jewish religious group. A strict Jewish religious group. And they are known for these things. What can be a Pharisee? Deep knowledge and interpretation of the Jewish law. The Jewish law, only what it is called Torah. And say, actually, Torah Zinda, Torah.
Yeah.
The knowledge of Pharisee strict law is called Torah. So, obi a Pharisee here, now, believe in the Jewish religion, then he's able to interpret what the Torah means. And the Torah emphasized on the ritual purity. The Wakap ritual purity. They believe in tithing, tutusudu. They believe in fasting. They believe in Sabbath. And they believe that these are the things that are here, Iboko heaven. The Pharisees believe that if you tithe, if you fast, if you observe the Sabbath, no, Iboko baze heaven. They also believe in the resurrection. And they believe in angels. And they believe in the coming of Messiah. But there's another thing that you don't know, which you know today. They don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah. They don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah. They believe in fasting, tithing, Sabbath. They believe that there's a resurrection. They believe in angels. They believe in the coming of Messiah. They believe a strong influence in Jewish synagogue and daily religious life will take you to heaven. Now let's look at another twist here that Paul was part of. He was a Judaism teacher. And what does the Judaism teaches about Jesus? The Judaism law teaches that Jesus is not the Messiah. So be careful that a Jew, yeah. On Jesus, Jesus or a Messiah. That's the truth. Judaism does not accept Jesus as the Messiah, the promised deliverer. Jews believe that the true Messiah will bring the world peace. He will rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. He will gather all the Jews back to Israel. He will rule as a human king from David's line. So they don't believe that Jesus was the Messiah. They are looking for an earthly king. The Jewish are looking for what? An earthly king. Does it make sense to all of us so far? It's your binocular Jew or believe in the Jewish and Judaism. The person doesn't believe what we believe because they don't see Jesus as the Messiah. They are looking for an earthly king. And they also believe that king will come from the throne of David. But they don't believe Jesus is the one. They believe that that human king, he will come and rule on earth, okay? Judaism believes is only one in indivisible God. The idea that Jesus is God in human form or the Son of God is seen as incompatible with Jewish theology. They view the Trinity, worship God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit as inconsistent with their understanding of God being one. They don't believe in the Trinity. That's according to the Jews. They don't believe that Jesus is the divine Savior. Judaism teaches that salvation comes through repentance, prayer, and good deeds. They believe that iye papa na ibenyam kwaje. They don't believe that salvation comes through Jesus. Are you understanding these things I'm sharing with you? I want you to understand very, very well because it's very confusing. Sometimes we meet people and say, oh, they are Jewish, so we are like them. No, they are not like us. Paul was a Pharisee by training and by background, a Roman citizen, being a legal protection under the Roman law, the right to a fair trial. That is who Paul was. So that is the reason why Paul was fighting against Christians. Now, do you understand why he was on the way to Damascus to persecute Christians? Now, do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
He was going to Damascus to persecute Christians because he believed that Christians are the wrong people. They are doing the wrong thing. So on his way to Damascus, God revealed the light to him. And the light threw on him and he couldn't see. He became blind. I'm telling you, Obiara Nyankopon. Now, when God revealed himself to you, you have no choice of words than to say, my Amen. God, my God. God would always Amen. Remain faithful. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will always be truthful to his word. Amen. So, because this God is not to be compared to any other thing. We have a God who's bigger than all our worries. We have a God who's bigger than all our needs. We have a God who is able to do what no man can do. Hold fast to this God. Amen. Now let's look at Paul's early career. Paul, Paul's early career. Paul was a persecutor of Christians. Not Tsitsi, or here, Christian fool. Paul was a highly educated Pharisee, trained under a man called Gamaliel, a respected Jewish teacher. As Saul, he fervently opposed Christianity, believing it was a threat to Jewish law. Christianity is always a threat to the Jewish law. So he was fighting against Christians. But guess what? God would always be God. Amen. Even in our ignorance, God still loves us. I like this scripture so much. Romans 5, verse 8. But God commanded his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. You didn't say amen because you don't believe in that. I said, even when we're yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
So Paul, on the way to Damascus, he encountered the risen Jesus. He was struck blind. He heard Jesus' voice and was radically transformed. He then converted to Christianity. He was baptized. And because one of its most passionate leaders, God brought a man to his life. The man was called Ananias. This Ananias prayed with Paul, helped Paul, and began to train him to believe what he did not believe. And when Paul was finally convinced that he was doing the wrong thing, he accepted Jesus Christ as his personal savior. Now, Ananias' job was done. There came a man called Barnabas. Shall we say together, Barnabas?
Barnabas
took Paul by hand. And Barnabas was a very popular believer. And people knew him. And people had worked with Barnabas. And they trust his voice so much. So Barnabas held the hand of Paul and introduce him to the Christian community. Nziemfande ofi Dakuma Norba Norko Dakuma Methodist Church. No introduction in Chiho ofi Oko Dansuma ofi Dansuma Obesinko Aboblushi ofi Ho also Oko Ashiama. No introduction. No Ako Winiba. No Ako Kaswa. No Aba America. Or introduce. So Barnabas was introducing Paul to the Christian community. That guess what, folks? Paul was called Saul. But now God has called him. He's a new believer. He is for Christ. And because of that, I want you to work with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Paul traveled with Barnabas. They went to Greece. They went to Rome preaching the gospel. And Paul started planting churches and mentoring leaders. Paul mentored leaders like a man called Timothy, a man called Titus. And he wrote letters and epistles to guide new believers. His ministry was focused on bringing message of salvation and grace through faith to non-Jews and Gentiles. Paul's legacy on the Christian race. Paul taught that salvation is earned by good works, but given by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. So Paul wrote the book of Ephesians and said, it is by grace are you saved, not through works. So he came to accept the fact that onye onyimpanin juma bi na oma ohu eraze na mbom adum bi na waza adum hen mahen so ya sebi. Hallelujah. Adum bi the madum na oriye juma mahen so nede yetumi ebonizin Jesus we in bubbles near cut Jesus and he always with us. Amen. Paul wrote 13 of the 27 New Testament books. And the books that Paul wrote include Romans chapter 1 and Romans chapter 2. He wrote Corinthians. He wrote Galatians. He wrote Philippians. He wrote many other. And he established the foundation of Christian doctrine. Obia yenyima yakande. Hey, Paul amantemen osin ezikamfo. Paul wrote the book of Corinthians, Philippi, Thessalonica, and he did a lot despite everything that he went through. Now, I'm coming to a point that I want you to begin to look at it. Now, let's look at Paul's faith. Paul's faith was total dependence on God. Romans chapter 3, verse 28. It talks about Paul's faith in God. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 That was one popular scripture Paul talked about. He says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now I'm waiting for my crown of righteousness. Hallelujah. Can we also say in all sincerity, we have finished the race? Can we also say that we have kept the faith? Beloved, Paul teaches that salvation is by faith, not by our efforts or works. Paul emphasized that trusting in Christ, not our performances, makes us right with God. Now, Paul is talking about we as Christians to cultivate dependence on God, not on ourselves. Hallelujah. I want to ask you today, are you trusting more in your achievement, or you are trusting on the things that you can do? If that is the case, I want to remind you that God is a promise keeper. That which he has said, he will do it. That which God has said, he would what? Do it. I believe that God is the one who has called all six of us on this line. Because there's a reason why others are not here. But there's a reason why we are here. That we may know him and the power of his resurrection. Hallelujah. Now I want to talk about grace. Adum bi na emi na owo yeda ho yete ngwam. Oyadum bi. Adum bi nye edwe bi ayaye, nye ye pepe bi ayaye. Onye hen mami azibi oye. Oyadum bi. Oye grace. And grace means unmerited favor. Unmerited favor. When we talk about grace, we are talking about humility. Are you humble? Paul proclaimed that grace is a gift. Grace is what? A gift. An undeserved, freely given. We cannot boast about salvation because it's all God's doing. Adumbi. We have come this far, not because we are wonderful. Not because we are rich. Not because we are so smart. Oyadumbi. Minyari tem. Oyadumbi. Aye. Oyadumbi. Se ye ye fri yen wa. Yen kaide. Oyadumbi. We have come this far because of Adum. We have come this far because of Adumbi. Adumbi a yen deserve. Yen ma in che yen ka yen ka ho yen ma je ye we che yen ma wo ma yen sada in che ze wo ho anyi bon adum bi ama yen su ye kasa wo te him. I want to ask you tonight, when Christ come into our life, he changes our perspective. And he's telling us that we should grow in humility. For grace leaves no room for pride. Adum opopa nyunkubiara wa hinabre boom. Grace leaves no room for pride. Let grace shape how you treat others. I said what? Let grace shape how you treat others. You are not better off than other people. None of us is better than anybody here. It is grace. So we should work with patience. Be patient with one another. Be patient with what? One another. Learn to forgive. Forgiveness is a gift. Kindness is a gift. Because that is how God has treated us. He has shown us kindness. He has forgiven us. And he has been patient with us. So be patient with people. Abibia, always working. Always, I don't know why. I'm tired of you. Yankopon can be tired with us. God can be tired with us. But because of grace, he says, I will be patient with you. I will be patient with you. I will wait until you get it. I will forgive you and I'll show kindness. Now, let's move on. If God has shown us grace, what is our response? So nyankopon wachehen aduma yen deserve. What is our response? Our response should be we should show gratitude and integrity. Odeye ma nyamyo hude yenyu aso aza wae den why yamahen. So brother and sisters, please let's learn to show what? Gratitude. Obi yazimo wa ekeche ipakunde medase. Menu so. Osme so bensu, senor wa, jemindina ha. Osme si, medawas se. Wa buterenya womo, medawas wa da is a dumb. Abra min deserve the more day. Medawas se, wa quenya ze jami. gratitude and live with integrity. Paul makes it clear that grace is not a license to sin. Grace is not a license to sin. But you catch it, wouldn't you? The grace is not a license to sin. Instead, it calls us to live in freedom, guided by love and truth. Beloved, in my closing thought, I want to remind all of us, including myself, let our life be a daily thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to be here on this earth. Let's be thankful to God and let's learn how to speak love. Let's learn to serve others, not expecting anything from them in return, because Adumbi na mayada hu yetse inko. Paul's message is simply yet a life changing. And one last word, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9. That is our memory verse. By grace are we saved through faith, not of our works, so no one can boast. It is by grace we are saved through faith, not of any works, so that no man can boast. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Grace shapes your humility. Grace changes your entire character. Amen. Allow God to be God. Amen. And let God direct our steps.
Amen.
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 We will call upon our dear sister Joanne to take it from here.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But this message has made me to sing a song. Those of you who know, says you follow us. Ayadumbi, by Jesus, what they are doing. And it's their features to say, and Kaya Bayate.
Yet I was
Therefore, let us thank God for the message that has come to us, that's reminding us that what we are today, where we are today, is not by Let's thank God. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. Father, we bless you. Father, we honor you.
Father, we glorify you, we worship you, we exalt you, Matolo Boto Leander. Yes, Lord, we give you the praise, we give you the praise, we give you the praise. La Batolo Bote Kabataya, Le Kita Rama Soto Leander. We thank you so much for how far you have brought us. We thank you for delivering us, we thank you for smiling on us, we thank you for, yes, Lord.
We are still in the mood of thanksgiving, yes. In the book of Revelation 22:2, to paraphrase, it says, there is a tree in the midst of the street, which bear fruits each month, different fruits. Leaders used to name the month, and we are going to thank God for the just ended month, which is April. We are thanking him, whether you had it well or not, thank him. He said in everything we should thank him. We just heard the word of God. That if God is counting, some of us will not count, not be counted, but by grace.
Amen.
So let's thank God for last month and also thank him for ushering us into this month called May. It is by his grace.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your protection over our lives the whole month of April. And thank you, God, for bringing us even into a new month, which is called May. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We worship you. We exalt you. We extol thee, because you have not failed us. Your promise are yea and amen to it, O God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, we thank you, Lord. We worship you. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we glorify you. Yes, you are good God. You've never failed. Your promises are yea and amen to it, O God. We thank you for all the wonders you keep doing in our life. We thank you for protecting us. We thank you, O God, for your hand upon our life. We thank you, O God, for all the great things you keep doing in our lives in the name of Jesus.
God did not usher us in this month for nothing. It's for a purpose. So we are going to pray that the purpose for which we are seeing this month in May, the Lord should reveal it to us, and also ask that we be sensitive so that when He is talking or directing us, we will not be walking somewhere in the name of Jesus. Shall we pray?
Father, in the name of Jesus, there is a reason for us to be in this month of May. Continue to lead, continue to direct, continue to guide, continue to show us the way, cause us to do things that to glorify your name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, open doors that need to be opened. Lord, cancel those need to be canceled. Lord, cause us to excel and cause us to do great things in the month of May, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Holy anda, lianda, la baba, le katayande anda, le kitoro bosoto, le kabatayanda, le kitara baba. In the mighty name of the Lord, in the mighty name of the Lord, in the mighty name of the Lord, Matala Baba, Lekito Robosoto, Lekitara Baba, Yebeto Wanda, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of the Lord, in the mighty name of the Lord, let your name be glorified, let your name be glorified, in the name of Jesus, Holy Andarabasata Rababa, Lekito Robosianda, in the mighty name of Jesus, my God, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. As children of the Most High God, God wants to lead us on the path of righteousness for His name's sake.
Mm.
And if you are not a follower, how are you going to become, or you can walk on the good path? So we are asking God for divine direction. David is an example. David, he conquered a lot of battles. He did not lose any. But David will not move without asking God, what should I do?
Mm.
I will say yesterday I was able to do this job, so today I must do it the same way. But David, no. And we know the story of David. Anytime he asks God, what should I do? God will tell me a different thing from what he did yesterday, this month. Let us ask God for divine direction in all the rest of our life. Most of us, all the people, are in a situation God has not sent them there, and they are wallowing in the mud, but that shall not be our testimony. Therefore, let us ask God. Then ask, and it shall be given.
Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, direct us. Yes, in the life of this month, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, may you lead, may you direct, may you cause us, oh God, even to know what we need to do every day in the month of May, oh God. May we be directed in every step of our way in the name of Jesus. Spirit of our living God, Spirit of our living God, Spirit of our living God, lead, Spirit of our living God, direct. Spirit of a living God, guide in the name of Jesus. We are praying and asking you that, Lord, you shall go before us, that you will do what you have said you would do. You have never failed. Your promise are yea and amen to it, O God. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. Father, please, we need to know your will. We need to know your directions. 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 We need to walk in your will. We want to please you in every aspect of our lives. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, plant us, O God, on a higher ground. Lead us in the path of righteousness. In the name of Jesus. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Open the eyes of understanding. Cause us to do things that will please your name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Matulianda lekatayande ikarababa yebetuyanda lebatayanda lekotorianda. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bakayanda rianda lesotorianda. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In the mode of prayer, in the book of Matthew 7, from verse 24-27, to paraphrase, it says, he who hears the word of God and put it into practice, that is, do the word of God, that person is likened unto a wise man. In other words, if you hear the word of God and you don't practice, you don't put it, then the other name will be you. But that shall not be our portion. At this moment, we are going to pray. Praying for churches, praying for Christians, that the word of God we have been hearing, we just heard one, we should put them into practice in the mighty name of Jesus.
Oh, yes,
we
Lord,
should put them
us,
into practice.
Cause us,
forget
to put your word into practice.
The word from
in
us,
the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Holy and the Lianda Boturi and the Rababa, Ekatayando Robosaturi and Abba, in the Rababa Satali and the Rababa. Can we put the word into practice in the name of Jesus? O Satayanda Rababa, Ekatarababa, Lianda Rababa, Hindu Robosoturi and Aka, Yanda Rababa, Lianda Rababa, No Soturi and Ayande, that we will put the word into practice in the name of Jesus.
In a world craving compassion and unity, a new ministry rises, an oasis of hope and inspiration. Introducing DRO Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving communities and fostering spiritual growth. Through diverse initiatives, DRO Ministries empowers individuals, addresses core needs, and promotes compassion and unity. Together, we can make a difference, uniting hearts, spreading love, and building a better world.